Are you or a loved one in the midst of a cancer diagnosis or bouncing back from your battle? Welcome to Thrive Through Cancer, the podcast that offers hope and healing and shares personal experiences, self-care solutions, health tips, and the support of a community of people just like you. I'm Susan Johnson, a functional nutritional therapy practitioner whose own son was diagnosed with cancer right before his third birthday. My job was to keep people healthy, to help them fight disease. So when my own son was diagnosed with this scary illness, it was so humbling. But rather than becoming a victim, I began researching. I up-leveled my knowledge and my mindset, and I chose to serve others through our own cancer journey. This show is an opportunity to find and share strength through our struggles. You'll hear from health professionals, innovative thinkers, beautiful personalities, and those who have learned to live life to the fullest despite their diagnosis. We'll raise some questions, find some answers, shed a few tears, share more than a few laughs, and give each other the motivation to get through one more day every single day. So join me in this journey and let's learn to thrive through cancer together. Hi there. Welcome back to the Thriving Through Cancer podcast. My name is Susan Johnson, and I'm so honored that you are choosing to spend the next 20 minutes or so with me learning how you can thrive through your cancer diagnosis. And today specifically, we're going to talk about 10 things you can do to mitigate the side effects and symptoms that come alongside a cancer diagnosis, specifically when you're going through chemotherapy and radiation. Those are some of the most awful parts of a cancer diagnosis. And if I'm honest, you know, as we navigated this with my son, we were really up close and personal with not only experiencing some of the side effects on our own, but also watching some of the kids on the pediatric cancer floor. And as we would go back to visits at the oncology center, just watching these kids be debilitated by side effects, everything from neuropathy to vomiting to neutropenia, headaches, weight loss, like so many different things. And our own experience with my son was he actually did really well. There were very few side effects and symptoms that he experienced. And I really do believe it was because of the care he was under from our functional medicine team, from the supplements and the detoxification that I had him on, the nutrition that we were feeding him. And so we talk a lot about that in this podcast of ways to help just thrive through a diagnosis and keep your body healthy. But today I want to help you understand what are some things you can do right now to feel better from some of these side effects. So before we get started, I want to remind you that you can have hope in your healing. You can feel well while fighting cancer. And ultimately, I believe you can thrive through cancer. So I'll never forget, I think we were, we were in the hospital for maybe 5 days. And I was just pushing my son in his little red hospital cart hooked up to an IV pole filled with poison, which again, I understand some of that poison was helping, but it just feels so unreal, right? When you're watching your child get pumped full of a chemotherapy drug, but we're kind of wheeling him around and I run into this dad and he was pushing his son in a car as well. And so we struck up a conversation and I asked how long they have been fighting cancer. And anyways, I will never forget the fear I had after that conversation. And bless this man's heart. He was not trying to scare me. He was just sharing his experience. And he just wanted me to be aware of the fact that we'd experience vomiting all the time, that Kicker was going to lose all his hair and he'd be bald for a while. He wanted to warn us of all the mood swings. He wanted to tell us that he would have difficulty walking. He wanted to remind us that we'd be hospitalized all the time, every time he got a fever. And he was trying to help, but I was terrified. I remember just looking at my son and thinking, this cannot be our reality. How can I make this not be what happens? And so it wasn't too long after we got back to our room, I immediately reached out to our osteopathic physician, our nutritionist, and I just said, hey, we've got to put together a really intensive protocol in the case that these things happen. And they assured me, Susan, all the things that you're doing, the nutrition, the supplements, the detox is going to help mitigate or minimize most of these symptoms. But if he experiences them, here's some different options. And so One of the things that right away I wanted to make sure I understood was, why are all these kids throwing up? Why is nausea and vomiting so common with chemotherapy? And as a practitioner, I do understand that a lot of times nausea and vomiting is liver issue. It could be gut or liver. Well, when we look at chemotherapy being a cytotoxic poison, plus all the other medications that many children or adults are on, the liver is burdened, right? And so when the liver becomes burdened, it is very common to develop nausea and even the side effect of vomiting. And what's really concerning, of course, is when you're fighting cancer, you cannot lose too much weight. You don't want your body to go into starvation mode where it starts kind of destroying itself. And so in the same time, we need to make sure we're digesting and absorbing these nutrients that we should be eating to help us heal. And so one of the things we did right away was we upped his detox and we started supporting his body to detox better so that we didn't experience that. And sure enough, in 3.5 years, him getting chemotherapy every single day for 3.5 years and getting up to 150% of the dose because he was doing well, they continued to increase his dose. He threw up one time, and it was when he had had the highest dose possible. And I'll never forget, it was the middle of the night. He threw up and it was fluorescent green and it almost burned a hole in our pillow. It was just horrifying, really, to think about that. But all that to say, he really stayed healthy and vibrant. And so what we were able to do is help other families start implementing, of course, what we were doing to help mitigate some of these side effects from happening, but then also coach them through the side effects that they were experiencing. And so what I'm going to share with you today is 10 things that we would do prior to Kicker receiving high doses of chemotherapy and before any surgery. So these are 10 things we did. And again, you're going to see that this is really proactive. Now, there's certainly some reactive things that we can talk about as well, but these are proactive to help mitigate these side effects and symptoms even happening. And when we understand that a lot of these side effects and symptoms, such as nausea, neuropathy, low immune system, so, you know, low ANC, low white blood cell, even platelets dropping, a lot of this has to do with toxicity. And so you're going to notice that a lot of the things I recommend are going to have to do with helping detox. So the first thing that I'm going to recommend is doing a detox bath every day for the week leading up to chemo and or surgery. Now, at least continue that for a week after. So if you are someone who is going through a treatment where maybe chemo is every day, and that was our experience. We had chemotherapy every single day. We didn't have surgeries every day, but chemo was every day. We did a detox bath 4 out of 7 days a week, which is part of our nightly routine. And the detox bath, my recommendation is to do 2 cups of Epsom salt, 1 cup of baking soda, and then add, I love doTERRA's rosemary and juniper berry essential oils. You can add 4 drops of each, a little bit of coconut oil. That really helps pull toxins out of the body. It actually helps infiltrate magnesium into the body. So it can help with muscle aches and pains as well. But this is really helpful for pulling toxins out of the organs. And one of the things too that we notice is when people are going through radiation, they have high levels of radioactivity in their body, right? And that's not healthy. We want to pull that out. Detox baths with Epsom salt and baking soda can actually help remove radioactive particles from the body. So doing a detox bath at least 4 out of 7 days a week and or the week leading up to and the week after chemotherapy and surgery is really, really helpful. Now, another therapy that we recommend doing regularly and again, proactively are castor oil packs. Some of you have heard of these. Some of you are like, did she just say castor oil? Like from the mechanic shop? Do not go to your local mechanic shop and ask for castor oil to do a detox. They are going to look at you and think you're crazy. Castor oil is from the castor bean, which is a long-standing, very old traditional method of detoxification. Perhaps you've heard of the idea of taking castor oil to go into labor. That was kind of an old suggestion from midwives centuries ago. And castor oil actually acts as a detox. So if you put castor oil, I recommend hexane-free. Hexane is a heavy metal solvent that you do not want in anything that you use. But get hexane-free castor oil. I'll put a link below to my very favorite brand, so you can find a link to shop their castor oil. They also have wraps that make castor oil packs so much easier. They have kids size wraps as well as adult. It's called Queen of Thrones. I'll put a link below so that you can have access to that. But do a castor oil pack. So you're going to put the castor oil over the liver, about a palm size full, and place that over the liver, and then put a heating pad, hot water bottle over the top. Now, in between the castor oil and the heating pad or hot water bottle, make sure you have a piece of flannel, or like I mentioned with the company I'm going to link below, you can have a wrap. Those are really convenient because if your child is mobile or as an adult, you want to move around while you're doing this, you can actually just put the castor oil, put the wrap around, and then have the heating pad on top of that. Now, I do recommend relaxing during this time, getting your body into a parasympathetic state so it can really experience all the healing benefits. So for us, we would do this at night when Kicker would watch a cartoon or he'd have his TV time. He would just lay on his right side where the castor oil was and just enjoy his cartoon. And it wasn't uncomfortable. In fact, if anything, it's really nice and warm and cozy. And doing castor oil packs will, again, pull toxins out of the liver. Really cool story is we were working with a family a couple years ago, and their child's liver enzymes were incredibly high. They were really concerned about that. They had to put a chemo pause because the liver enzymes were just really dangerously high. And so we recommended a few things, and the one thing that they were able to implement right away were castor oil packs. After about 7 days of castor oil packs, they retested his liver enzymes and they'd come back down into normal range. That was the only change they made. And I had a phone call with the oncologist because he was blown away. He couldn't believe that that was all they did. And so I want to encourage you that even though some of these methods seem so simple and inexpensive, they can be incredibly powerful. So for castor oil packs, as I said, I would do them, 4 to 5 days a week, and or like the detox bath leading up to the week of surgery and the week after or chemo, that would be recommended as well. Now, another recommendation, and this is very simple, it should be something you're already doing, but something that we often overlook because of the simplicity, is making sure you're drinking half of your body weight in ounces of filtered water, ideally distilled. Distilled water is the best, purest form of water that you can drink. It actually removes 99% of any unwanted chemicals in your water. But if you don't have access to distilled water, then of course a filtered, good filtration system. I will link below a link to a distiller as well as a discount code. You can get a countertop distiller for under $1,000. And again, this is one of the most important parts of healing is making sure that you're hydrated, but also that you're drinking water that is cleansing and helping you detox, not filled with unnecessary chemicals and toxins. So we'll put a link to a distiller in the show notes, but make sure you're drinking half your body weight in ounces of filtered or ideally distilled water every single day. And for added benefit, you can add your favorite doTERRA essential oil to it, like lemon or frankincense. And make sure when you are drinking water, you are drinking out of glass or stainless steel. Drinking out of plastic is you're leaching some of the chemicals from plastic into your body. And remember, right now we're trying to mitigate side effects and symptoms due to toxicity. And if you are just continuing to put toxicity into your body's going to have to work overtime and you won't experience as many benefits. So make sure you're drinking out of glass or stainless steel and drinking half of your body weight in ounces of filtered water, ideally distilled, every single day. Now, after chemotherapy or surgery, we recommend making sure that you are drinking 24 ounces of filtered water or distilled water with lemon or frankincense essential oil in it. So as soon as the chemotherapy infusion goes in, we need to start flushing, right? You want to start urinating, getting all the excess out. And so right after chemo, make sure the first thing you drink is 24 ounces of filtered or distilled water with lemon and frankincense oil in it. Now, a trick to help kids drink water if they are just picky and it's hard for them to drink, I think adding the essential oils can taste good. Frankincense doesn't have a great taste, so it might be harder for kids. That's okay. Try lemon. But another fun trick is to get some berries and make sure they're organic. You can crush the berries up, maybe blend them up, and pour the blended berries into ice cube trays. And then add that ice cube to the water. That way you have berry water, berry flavored water. It's natural. It's still, they're getting some benefits from the berries. And you add your essential oil. Now, if they don't like the texture of as that ice cube melts, there's chunks of berries in it. The other thing you can do is you can actually just make sure you're adding mint leaves or lemon rind. You can get as creative as you'd like with the ice cube trays and just adding, creating kind of your own flavored water by choosing their favorite fruit or addition to water and putting it in an ice cube tray and adding it to their water to drink. So get creative with it, but be prepared. They might be a little bit picky, and so you might have to tweak your preference. But again, after chemotherapy or surgery, make sure you're drinking 24 ounces of filtered and or, of course, distilled water with lemon, frankincense essential oil, and or adding some flavor just to make it fun for them. So fresh berries, lemon, fresh lemon, whatever that is. Now, I recommend rebounding for 10 minutes every day. This is something that's easy for kids. They enjoy jumping around. For adults, it might be a little bit more challenging. And if you've had children and you're a female, this can be even more challenging to get used to. But what I found is when you use an actual rebounder, I will link the one that I use in the show notes. It's called Jump Sport. You will find that actually, for those of you who have an issue with bladder control or if you've had multiple children, you don't experience that as much when you're rebounding because it's more of a tightly wound spring. And so when you rebound, the point is you're just stimulating lymphatic flow by giving yourself literally a rebound rather than just jumping up and down. It's a rebound. You're rebounding on the rebounder to stimulate your lymph system to pump and to cleanse your blood. So your lymphatic system is actually your blood detox system. And it is not stimulated to do anything unless you stimulate it by movement. And rebounding is an incredibly effective way to do that. I've had people tell me that after rebounding, they notice right away that dark circles under their eyes or bags under their eyes start to get better, start to go away. And that's a really good sign of lymph detox because people who carry bags under their eyes, that is lymph fluid buildup typically. So rebounding, 10 minutes a day, put on a podcast. Put on some fun music, maybe a prayer meditation app, and just spend 10 minutes, set a timer, do it with your family. It's actually really, really fun. Now, speaking of meditation or prayer, I think this is so, so, so important. When we are walking through any type of a health crisis, realizing that we are not in full control and surrendering that control to God is such a powerful practice. And it's so difficult because if you're like me, I want to have control of every aspect. And I quickly learned, even through my own son's diagnosis, that I don't. And so surrendering to that, surrendering your control, surrendering your worries, surrendering the what ifs to God gives you the freedom to realize this is not all on your shoulders. You are not carrying this alone. And so every morning before surgery, before chemo, ideally every single day, getting on your knees and surrendering that day, those concerns, those worries, your healing to the one who created you, letting him take the lead because it's not on you. It can't be all you. You've got to surrender that. And I love the idea of kind of practicing affirmations and after surrendering in your healing journey to the Lord, I would encourage you to write down some affirmations and to recite them. So one of the things that we've written down are, I am healthy, I am strong, I am capable of healing, I am beautiful, I am loved, I am supported. So as I said, first, making sure that every day you're getting on your knees and you're surrendering your healing to the one who created you, the one who knows more than the physicians. And then the other aspect of this is writing down and reciting these affirmations and not just looking at them, but saying them out loud, writing them down, repeating them over and over. What's really beautiful is your nervous system is really powerful. Your mind is so powerful. Every cell in your body is listening to your thoughts. And when you start speaking this When you start saying out loud, I am healthy, I am strong, I am capable of healing, your nervous system is listening. And you're actually alerting parts of your brain, parts of your subconscious that are coming out of this kind of, we don't tap into our subconscious hardly at all. And in fact, we only operate out of a small portion of our brain and we tend to operate within what feels safe. And so when you start reciting these, you're tapping into a part of your brain that all of a sudden is like kind of coming out of dormant, being dormant and going, okay, I can do this. I am healthy. I am strong. I am capable of healing. I am beautiful. I am loved. I am supported. And you will start to see not only your confidence, your emotional health improve, but your physical health as well. And so I really want to encourage you that not just these physical detox methods and supplements and essential oils and nutrition, but also the emotional aspect of healing is incredibly, incredibly helpful. Now, one of the things that we need to make sure we address in talking about ways to mitigate side effects and symptoms from conventional treatment is the food you're eating. And I know we talk about that a lot on the podcast, but understand that one of the most common side effects of chemotherapy is neutropenia, is a low immune system. And sometimes that will put your chemotherapy on hold because you are neutropenic and they can't give you chemotherapy and they can't continue treatment if you have no immune system. And so one of the things that I want you to really understand is there have been multiple studies done showing that one serving at a meal of sugar, refined carbohydrates can actually depress or suppress, whichever word you want to use, your immune system for up to 24 hours. So sitting down at dinner and having pizza and ice cream can actually suppress your immune system for up to 24 hours, which means it's not going to be fully functional. And I'm sorry, but when we're fighting cancer, we need all hands on deck. And so I want you to completely remove sugar and grains when you're walking through conventional treatment, and especially the week leading up to chemotherapy and the week after. This is so important. And it really is free. Like, this part of healing is free. It just involves, when you know better, you do better, and being motivated to get every aspect of your immune system on deck to fight. So nutrition is a big part of this. In fact, one of the things that people don't recognize as well is excess sugar it just wreaks havoc in our system because now we have an insulin storm and excess insulin messes with our liver. And now we come back full cycle to this idea of nausea, vomiting, and some of these unruly side effects that we're trying to mitigate. So your nutrition, what you're eating, has everything to do with how you feel going into and coming out of treatment. Now, speaking of that, the other tip that I want to encourage you with is drinking 12 ounces of bone broth before chemo and after. This is a really powerful source of amino acids. It has a lot of collagen and gelatin, which are really necessary at helping the immune system function as well as your joints. And when you're doing bone broth, you're getting not only the nutrients from the broth, but you're actually also providing your body with minerals that might be depleted while going through treatment. So drinking bone broth is an incredible, incredible source of nutrients and healing. And I will link my recipe. I have a whole blog post about bone broth and cancer. I'll link that in the show notes, and it has a recipe. And if you don't choose to make it on your own, maybe you're too busy, you don't have the capacity, I will link our favorite company, the only company that I will buy bone broth from if I haven't made it. So we'll put that in the show notes as well. And then finally, the next tip that I want to offer is making sure that you are paying attention to your sleep cycle. So sleep is one of the most important aspects of healing. We are operating within a circadian rhythm every single day, and that circadian rhythm has everything to do with our healing. It has everything to do with our body systems and processes that are naturally occurring, our rest phase, our reset phase, our restoration phase, our detox phase. And so when you are sleeping and you're sleeping well, you're able to really allow your body to rest, reset, and detox. But many people don't sleep well when they're going through treatment. And there's a lot of reasons behind this. But getting adequate sleep is essential. And so I'm going to give you a few tips on how to make sure you are really getting good sleep. Number one, make sure you're turning off all screens and avoiding all screen light at least an hour before bed. Blue light can actually block melatonin production, which is necessary to get you into the sleep cycle. So just avoiding screens, whether it's your computer, your phone, the TV, avoiding that at least an hour before bed. The next suggestion that I'm going to make is making sure that you don't have anything that could spike your blood sugar after dinner and before rest. In fact, for some of you, your livers are a little bit out of balance because you're going through treatment. And so having a piece of fat before bed can actually help manage your blood sugar levels through the night. And if you notice that you're one that wakes up at 3 a.m., middle of the night, that's actually, I call it liver o'clock. Typically waking up at 3 a.m., you might be waking up to what you think is just pee, but the reason you were alerted was because of a glucose need that your liver is trying to communicate with your brain and vice versa. And what can help manage that and maintain healthy blood sugar levels through the night is having maybe half an avocado before you go to bed. If you can tolerate dairy, having a piece of raw organic cheese, maybe a handful of macadamia nuts, a little piece of wild salmon. These are great sources of fat that you can just have a little bit of before you go to bed to help you stay asleep. And then using your favorite essential oils that help you stay within a deep sleep. I love vetiver. I like lavender, cedarwood, Roman chamomile. These are all really great options to keep you in a deep sleep and to kind of get your nervous system to relax as well. So that was a lot of information, but I think you're going to find that these are 10 things that can help you mitigate some of the side effects that you might be experiencing as you are navigating a conventional cancer treatment. And once again, I hope that you realize you can't do it all, right? Today, you can't do it all. Over time, you can. Over time, you can implement all 10 of those things, but tomorrow, that feels impossible. So I want you to do something for me right now. I want you to write down one thing that you are going to implement starting today so that you can step into your journey of thriving through cancer. I remember the early days of my son's diagnosis. I was so overwhelmed. I felt so isolated, like I couldn't just pick up the phone and call a friend for advice because how would they know? They never walked through a cancer diagnosis. In fact, I was so paralyzed that the only person I could talk to was this other cancer mom I had just met months before my own son was diagnosed. I would text her all day about everything from what meds her daughter had been put on to what I could expect to the nightmares I had all night to the tears I couldn't stop. I had wished I had a step-by-step protocol on how to help my baby feel well. I wanted to make sure he beat cancer. I wanted to keep him out of the hospital and prevent him from throwing up from chemo. I needed something besides Google. I needed a roadmap, a program, something I could log into whenever I needed and reference as often as I wanted. Thus, the birth of the Thriving Through Cancer program. I am thrilled to announce that the Thriving Through Cancer program is now available to purchase. Yes, you heard that correctly. It's finally here and the doors are officially open. Plus, as a special holiday gift, you will not only receive access to this priceless program, but you're also going to receive a gift of the Protocols to Thrive Through Cancer Guide. This guide includes over 30 detailed protocols to help you minimize some of the most common side effects often experienced while fighting cancer. We provide supplement recommendations and dosing as well. Now, here's what you can expect to receive by purchasing the Thriving Through Cancer course. 4 information-packed modules on diet and nutrition, detoxification, cleaning up your environment, and self-care. A series of video lessons, step-by-step instruction guides, downloadable ebooks, cheat sheets, shopping lists, recipes, audio interviews along with transcription. You'll also get a bonus essential oil module that includes training video, resource guide, and a recipe guide. plus lifetime access to this program so you can go through it at your own pace and you don't have to be online or on the phone at any particular time. The value of this program is $3,000, but it was so important for me to make sure that this was a price you could invest in your health without breaking the bank. You get all of this for only $297. That's it, $297. And don't forget, just for purchasing this program before December 31st at midnight, you will also receive access to over 30 different protocols with recommended supplements and dosing information to help you mitigate side effects and challenges commonly experienced when fighting cancer. So to purchase the Thriving Through Cancer course, go to www.seasonjohnson.com/courses and select Thriving Through Cancer course. I can't even wait to see you on the inside and lock arms with you as you begin to thrive through cancer.